Hey, this is Ryan Thomas. Thanks so much for listening to On the Road and supporting Faith Radio. You are just the very best, and we appreciate you so much. Enjoy the show.
Discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short. I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short. I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
We don't spend a tremendous amount of time in our highly scientific, technologically minded world talking about miracles. But today, we meet a mom who witnessed one firsthand. Joyce Smith is the real life behind the true life story of the major motion picture Breakthrough, tracing the simply miraculous recovery of her son John after falling through an icy lake. It made over $50 million at the box office since its release this spring and is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital copy. And we're thrilled to welcome Joyce Smith on the road today. Joyce, is it fair to say that life's been just slightly busy lately?
Let's say it's been a little bit crazy. Something I never dreamed of that would happen, but it has been an absolute honor and blessing.
You know, before we kick things off with the story at the heart of all of this, just, I mean, how surreal is it to actually go into the theater, to sit down in a theater seat, and to see the story of you and your family's life play out on the big screen?
Well, you know, we adopted our son 19 years ago, and when we did that, I never dreamed in my wildest dreams that we would ever have a platform like this to be able to share our story. But to sit and watch it unfold is just surreal because we never went looking for this movie or the book at all. God brought it and dropped it into our lap. So to see it, just see the hand of God just portrayed the way it was, is just absolutely breathtaking and mind-blowing.
Well, Joyce, let's begin where all this began for you. Introduce us to that family of which you speak and to what happened that day when John and his friends decided to walk onto frozen Lake St. Louise.
Well, my son at that time was 14 years old, and as only 14-year-old boys can do, you know, they're looking for stuff to entertain themselves. And so after a great basketball weekend, they went out and spent time with one another. And for some reason, whatever 14-year-old was thinking, thought it'd be great to go out and play on the ice. And they had done it the night before, and then it was pretty chilly then. But the day of, it had gotten really warm. It was about 70 degrees, so the ice had gotten what the firefighters called spongy. And so they were out on close to the shore, and that part of the water was still pretty solid. But they got out further where it was not as solid and was again started to get spongy. And I had called my son to ask him if he wanted to go play basketball because he adores the game. And I had no idea when I was talking to him at that time that he was on the ice. And so I, you know, our phone call didn't last very long. He hung up from me and had walked out far enough that the ice cracked under him and all three of the boys fell into the water. And, you know, it's just surreal to just think of the horrid things that were going on when they fell through that water. You know, my son describes it as fright and flight, but they were so cold. The water was cold. It was only 40 degrees. And so it wasn't long before hypothermia had taken over and the boys were fighting for their life. But they'd gotten to where they couldn't move their limbs any longer and were having trouble staying afloat. They were grabbing for the ice. It was breaking and it was cutting them. And it was like shards of glass. All three of the boys looked like, after they pulled them out of the water, it looked like they had been in fight with mountain lions. I mean, it was awful. But, you know, I look back on it now, and it's like God just reached down from heaven, and he just scooped them up in his hand and held them there until it was time for the firefighters to come in and the police to come in and save these boys.
So John's two friends are able to be rescued. One actually pulls himself out of the ice, right? But John himself remains in that icy water.
One of the boys was able to self-rescue. The fire department got there in time to get to one boy, Josh Rieger, out of the water. He no longer could move his arms and legs, so they had to put him on a sled and pull him across the ice. But my son, at that time, he just couldn't fight anymore, and he had floated down to the bottom of the lake. And, you know, it's amazing to me that 15 minutes under the water, yet God had preserved him. You know, a lot of people say to us, well, it was a cold water drowning. Well, it wasn't a cold water drowning because it happened in the wrong sequences. The brain needs to cool first before that works. And John was in feet first. And so it was just the hand of God that kept him protected until firefighter Tommy Shine was able to get there. And after God telling him where John was, you know, he was able to reach down with this huge pike pole and pull John up. And, you know, a bottom of a pike pole has a huge sharp hook, and it's used to pull down drywall. And, you know, there wasn't one place on John's body where that hook got a hold of him. You know, it was just like God just worked it perfectly that they could pull him up. But yet they worked on him on the shore for 15 minutes, and then they took him to the hospital where they worked for another 27 minutes trying to give him CPR, and they gave him shock where they're trying to shock his heart. They gave him 8 shots of epinephrine, and none of those things was working. And, you know, still, God was just amazing.
We're sharing together today in the real life behind the true life story, the major motion picture Breakthrough, tracing the simply miraculous recovery of Joyce Smith's son, John, after falling through an icy lake. Breakthrough has made over $50 million at the box office since its release this spring. It is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital copy. So Joyce, you are there at the hospital. Your doctor comes to you and basically invites you to say goodbye to your unconscious son. But you take a different route at this point in one of the most meaningful scenes of the whole film.
They were not letting me get back into the hospital, and for those who have seen the movie, it was pretty much like that. When I finally got back to where he was, there was a doctor that was kind of pacing back and forth. It was Dr. Sutter, and he just kept watching me, and finally walked up to me, and he said, Joyce, you know, it's okay if you want to go up and talk to John. And I thought, you know, this is really a strange request, because I could obviously see that, you know, they had no life signs from him whatsoever. I mean, basically the firefighters told us when they pulled him out, he was gone. He was dead. And so I just at that moment reached down inside of myself to the place where God abides. And it was at that point in time, the Lord had been preparing me for about the past 4 weeks studying a Bible study called Bess Moore's called Believing God. And in that, we were learning a boldness with God. We were learning to pray and learning to believe who God was. At the beginning, when you do your homework every morning, you repeat, I believe God is who he says he is. I believe I'm who God says I am, and I'm believing God. And so I thought, you know, my whole life, I've heard about the Holy Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. And I thought, God, you're either who you say you are or you're not. And so at that moment, I just reached down inside of myself with everything I had. And I said, Lord, please send your Holy Spirit and bring me back my son. And, you know, it was to the amazement of the nurses and doctors there. Immediately, his heart started beating, and then they started hollering, I've got a beat, I've got a heartbeat, I've got a heartbeat, I can't believe it, I've got a heartbeat. And, you know, they were even shocked. There was probably about 25 to 27 professionals in the room that day. And, you know, at any time, God could have jump-started John's heart. He was going to do it, but he could have done it at any time. But it was at that moment, it was like God said, okay, you do everything possible that you can do, and then step back and watch what I'm going to do. And it was so miraculous that morning for John to get his heart back up immediately, and to me, At that moment, I thought John was perfectly healed, but he wasn't. We had a long road to hoe after that.
Before we get into that long road and the incredible film that tells its story, if you're tuning in right now, this is the voice of Joyce Smith. She is the real life behind the true life story of the major motion picture Breakthrough, which traces the simply miraculous recovery of her son, John, after falling through an icy lake. It has made over $50 million at the box office since its release this spring. And I'm Ryan Thomas here on Faith Radio. The road begins as you encounter Dr. Garrett, who is known for being a real expert in cases like John's. And he basically tells you that in the best case scenario, John will live in a persistent vegetative state. Is that essentially what he said?
Yes, that was the second comment. The first comment really made me mad. When I first met Dr. Garrett, I thought he was stoic and arrogant, and he is anything but that. But that he's a precious man, and I love him dearly, and he is a great doctor. But when he called us in that morning, he said, Joyce, he said, we don't expect John to live through the night. In fact, there was a little three-year-old boy that was up on the third floor who was looking for a heart, and they were type matching John for that heart. And so he said, I don't think John's going to live through the night, and how far do you want us to go? And at that point in time, I became very angry because I thought, man, you need to get on the same page I'm on here. And I jumped out of my chair, and I walked over to him, and I said, okay, here's the deal. They tell me that you're the best, and I want you to do your job, and my God will do the rest. And there'll be none of this negative talk in the room and around John whatsoever. And I just walked out of the room. And, you know, it was, here's the thing that was going on. John's heart had started beating, but it was having to be kept going with medication. They had him on a lung machine, or not on a lung machine, but on a ventilator. And for the next 16 days, we were going to be walking through things. But there's an interesting timeline here. John woke up on the third day. And then 7 days later, they took the vent out. And 7 days after that, we walked out of the hospital, totally healed, and 40 days from the day that he woke up, he was released from all doctors. To me, that's just God's seal saying, yes, this is my story and my miracle.
There was a decision that you had to make, and you really allude to it there when it comes to the medications, and the doctor is really telling you at this point it's becoming toxic, this medication, and really doing more harm than good, and you have to face really one of the toughest decisions that you've ever had to face. What went into that decision for you, and what was it like to make that decision?
Here's the deal. Propofol is only meant to be given for just a very small, short time. And they couldn't, you know, they wanted to keep John in this induced coma until his body could catch up, or his brain could catch up with his body. And after 72 hours, they said that his brain would start swelling because of the lack of oxygen. But, you know, the Lord never let that happen. But John was spiking a high fever, and it was because of the propofol. And so we had to make the decision to take that off. But, you know, it was one of the things that was so wonderful about Dr. Garrett, because he had a faith in God. And we made the decision that this was what was going to happen and had to happen. And God just came in, and it was absolutely amazing. When they took him off the lung machine, they didn't tell us what the things that was going to happen, how his body was going to react to coming off the drug after being on it for so long. And for a moment, that was really scary to watching, you know, in the bed and reacting to that. But once again, we had been calling out on God and asking for his favor and asking that he would touch John and that they wouldn't have to reintubate him after they took that off, that his lungs would react well and they would inflate and he could breathe. And it was miraculous to watch within a couple hours of them taking him off to him not even being on oxygen. And when we first went into this and we talked to Dr. Garrett about it, I asked him, I said, how much longer is John going to be in ICU? And he said, he will be in here at least another 7 days. And I thought, oh, dear Lord. But, you know, amazingly, God came in. He inflated John's lungs, gave him back his breath. And that very next evening, we were transferred up to a transitional unit and out of ICU. So God was just there working miraculously the whole time.
Just every step of the way.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, we're here with Joy Smith today, the real life behind the true life story of the major motion picture Breakthrough, tracing the simply miraculous recovery of her son, John, after falling through an icy lake, a very successful film this year. Many of us, of course, have seen the movie, and just such a treat to get to talk to Joyce today. I mean, having lived through something like this is pretty nearly unimaginable for every single one of us. But for John, I understand this has really refreshed his faith and even given him a new purpose, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. In fact, my prayer was, when I was riding to the hospital that morning, was, Lord, if John is not where he needs to be with you, please give him a second chance, because I believe God is the God of second chances. And that's exactly what was going on. John wasn't where he needed to be with the Lord. But that has all since changed, and right now he's a freshman up at North Central University in Minneapolis.
Wow.
And he's studying to be a pastor.
How special is that? Well, right, that's right in the wheelhouse of our radio network, so many will be extremely familiar with that. That is just incredible. I mean, the film, Joyce, it really is a top-notch cast. Josh Lucas, Topher Grace, Dennis Haysbert, and Chrissy Metz plays you. How exciting was it for you to see this team come together and to know that not only was this story going to be told, but it was going to be told really, really well?
It was amazing to have these top-notch actors. And in fact, when we discussed this movie being made, they wanted Chrissy Metz, and they said if she would play me, they would go ahead and do the movie. But just before she signed her contract, she backed away from it. And so we started praying that she would come back. And 24 hours later, she came back and said, okay, where do I sign? You know, this is just God, us praying. And she is precious. I love her. She did such a phenomenal job playing me. I couldn't have asked for anyone better.
As part of that process where she's trying to get into you as a character, did you have any conversations with her about really the thoughts, the feelings, and just your heart as you went through on this entire process as she was building that character for herself?
Well, actually, God did that for her. Her mother, just before she signed on for this movie, had a stroke. And she basically went through the same thing that I did, where she would not let anyone speak anything but life around her mother. So it was like God already had these people put in place, and he was giving them his own lesson for what he wanted them to do later.
Wow.
And I think the other thing she did, we had a first responder Sunday, and there was a DVD of it, and I think she watched that. But other than that, I mean, she picked up my mannerisms, my cadence of my speech and everything. It was just phenomenal. But that just goes to show what an amazing actress she is.
I know that in many cases, of course, when we see a movie like this, there's some adaptation from the story to the real life story to the screen. But the scene at the end of the film where John talks to Tommy is so powerful. Tommy, of course, being the rescuer you spoke of, who pulled him from the water. And he says that John's story has made him believe in God. How incredible was it to see stories like that from the story itself? And then these stories, you were telling me about just one right before we started the recording, but stories that have come from sharing this story with so many across the world.
I'm going to tell you, to watch the transformation, Tommy wasn't an atheist, but he needed the Lord. And I'm very happy to repeat that and tell that he has given his heart to the Lord since then, but so have many others. But this past weekend, I was able to lead a young man, a gentleman, to the Lord that his wife had been praying for his salvation for 16 years. And through the movie, which he had watched time and time and time again, I was able to come and talk to him, and with the leading of the Holy Spirit, say things to him that tripped him, that tripped the thing in his mind that needed to say, okay, I'm ready to surrender to the Lord. And it's not trickery. It's nothing God does is trickery. It's what it is when we speak into that person the thing that they need to fill their life and the thing that they need to hear that makes them know that they need Jesus Christ in their life. And that's what was happening this weekend. And it was just miraculous to watch the transformation in this gentleman. And it was amazing. And it will be something that sticks in my memory till the day that they put me in the ground.
You know, speaking of scenes that stick in your memory, there in the film, there's this moment when you go up to the roof of the hospital and really just come to the point of giving up control and putting everything in God's hands. It's one of the most moving scenes in a movie with an awful lot of moving scenes. But take us through a little bit about how that related to the real life story and then just how significant that moment was.
Well, that moment didn't really happen, but it was a moment that the movie people took from something that I had told them. About 6 months before John's accident, Jason, our pastor, had come to our church. He was a brand new pastor, and he had come into a 90-year-old church, and he was kind of touching their sacred cows, and they weren't really liking it. And so they were running it through my character. But one morning, I found myself just in tears. I was having a horrible day, and I found myself in the church parking lot, and I went up into the office, and the ladies all knew me there, and I was sobbing and crying. And they asked me if I wanted to talk to Pastor Jason, and I said yes. So I went up to his office, and he started talking about my issue with control, of having to control everyone, fix everything, so people wouldn't hurt me again. And he explained to me, he said, you know, it's really God's job to fix people, and it's God's job to be in control. And so he just led me through an awesome prayer. And, you know, that day I walked out of his office, I felt like the weight of the world had been lifted off of my shoulder because I didn't have to control things anymore. And Jason and I really believe to this day, had I not had that moment, what would happen 6 months later would have had a totally different outcome. But it was surrender. And even Jason and I had to do that in the hospital. We had to give up control of a lot of things that was going on, because I'm going to tell you, those 16 days, the first 10 days of them, they were very trying. And just to keep people, to keep a positive attitude and keep in a prayerful attitude, but also keep humble before the Lord was so important.
Well, it's an extraordinary and just hope and joy-filled story. The film is called Breakthrough, The Real Life Behind the True Life Story. Joy Smith has been our guest today on Faith Radio's On the Road, and I believe the film is available on DVD, digital, wherever fine movies are sold. Is that correct, Joyce?
Yes, also on Redbox, Apple TV also, I believe.
Marvelous.
And on the airplanes. They're showing it right now in in-air flights.
Marvelous. Marvelous. Coming to a plane and maybe a home theater near you, the film Breakthrough. And if people want to learn more about you as well, you've mentioned how you've been traveling all across the country with your ministry and speaking. Is there a place on the web they can go to learn more about you?
Yes, theimpossiblebook.com. And that's all lowercase letters.
Well, it really has been a treat to talk with you today, Joyce. Thank you so much. I know it's been an extraordinary year. Thank you so much for sharing a couple moments with us here on the road.
Well, thank you for giving us the time and to do this. It's been an honor.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.
We are free from sin forevermore.
Thank you so much for listening. Programming like this is available through your support, and you can learn more about partnering financially at myfaithradio.com. We'd also love to hang out with you during the week on Facebook and on Twitter. Just search for On the Road with Ryan Thomas. Talk to you again soon.